Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and we are coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, on this November 2nd, 2006. It's a beautiful sunny day in Montreal, albeit cold, and sunny days are a great time to talk about Phil Flash. This whole podcast is actually inspired by a new member that posted some pretty interesting pictures on the photography.ca bulletin board. I quite like those pictures, but I thought that those pictures could be even better if they would have just use a little bit of Phil Flash. Basically, in a nutshell, what Phil Flash is it fills the shadows of scenes, and it's particularly useful in portraiture. So even on a sunny day, which may seem counterintuitive, a great thing to do is use a bit of Phil Flash. What basically happens is the sun, especially when it's right above, will hit the subject's head and cast like a shadow in their eyes and on their nose, and it basically is not attractive at all. So you have this person with, you know, dark circles under their eyes, and it's really not so flattering, and sometimes it's really distracting. So what's a really good thing to use is Phil Flash. Now, most modern SLRs and digital SLRs have the ability to use Phil Flash. Sometimes you can use Phil Flash on the little flash that comes with the camera, or if you have an actual camera that you mount on your flash via the hot shoe, you can definitely use Phil Flash there. And it's such a simple procedure. All you have to do is turn on the flash and fire the camera, and there you go, you have Phil Flash. You should know what settings you're on. You could be on a manual setting, you could be on a more automatic setting, but basically, even in the sun, take a picture of a person and use the flash. What's going to happen is that flash is going to fire at the person and it's going to fill their face with a bit of light, and generally it'll make the picture more attractive. Actually, for this podcast, we're going to put up a couple of shots on the blog with and without Phil Flash, and you can kind of see the differences. Now, the interesting thing about Phil Flash is that you can vary the amount of the Phil Flash. So what most people will do is they'll put their camera on an automatic setting, turn on the flash, and just shoot. And although generally that's better than not using any Phil Flash at all, especially on a bright sunny day, it's not the best thing possible. It's been my experience that the best shots, or generally very good shots that use Phil Flash, have the Phil Flash used at a strength that is less strong than the ambient light. That is to say, the light that is lighting the subject, the natural light, let's say, well, the Phil Flash should be less strong than that light. What happens is if the Phil Flash is at the same strength as the light that's naturally lighting the subject, or the ambient light, it doesn't quite look as flattering as it could. If the Phil Flash is stronger than the subject, well, then it's not even called Phil Flash anymore. Then that is really the main light for the subject. And that makes the subject, unless you're looking for a specific effect, it makes it look less pleasing than normal. That said, for that special effect, I mean, you'll see this all the time in fashion or fashion magazines, where the model is just blasted with light. You know, she's flawless generally, and they'll retouch her, you know, for hours afterward, and she'll look good. But it's not generally the most natural look for general photography, I would say. So a good thing to do is read the camera manual and figure out how to adjust the flash. It's usually under something called flash compensation or fill flash, but it's generally really easy to do. And what you want to do, again, is let's say you're using the little flash on the camera, you just want to lower that by one or two or three stops even. And what that'll do is it'll just add a touch of light to your subject and light them in a very pleasing way. If you were to use, let's say, minus one stop of light from the flash, basically what the flash is doing is it's calculating the amount of light in the scene that's naturally there, and then it's giving you one stop less. Minus two gives you two stop less. Minus three gives you three stops less. And these flashes can work in different fashions. It could work by stops or other increments. But basically what looks very natural or more pleasing, let's say, is when there's less light coming from the flash than the actual light that's lighting the subject. Personally, when I use fill flash, I almost always choose, let's say, -1.5 or -2 stops of light. So I'm just giving the subject a little bit of light, but I'm not accentuating the light from the flash, so it tends to look more natural. If you have a hot shoe mounted flash or a more professional flash that you mount on the camera, it'll usually be really, really easy to figure out how to give less fill flash or negative flash, let's say. So you know, there's some arrows or there's some button that allows you to do +1/3 of a stop, +2/3 of a stop, +1 stop, or -1/3, -2/3, -1, -2, -3, etc. And you could just play with those and see the effect that you're going to get. In fact, I highly recommend, especially if you're not so familiar with fill flash, is to just go ahead and experiment. As always, take a shot with the regular flash setting. Just turn it on and shoot. See what you get. Then minus it by 1 stop of light. Shoot it. See what you get. Then minus it by 2 stops of light. Shoot it. See what you get. Then compare all 3 and see which one is most pleasing for you. It would be my guess that those shots that are, you know, -1 to -2, they might well be the most pleasing shots. They certainly are to me, but everyone is different. Of course, if you're going for the exact opposite effect, you could choose whatever you want, but then I would suggest to you it's not called fill flash at all. So if you go +1 or +2 stops of light from the flash, you're doing the opposite. You're getting a cool effect if that's what you want, but then it's not called fill flash. Then that's your main light. And the main light is lighting the subject, and the ambient light is actually acting as a secondary light. It's no longer the main light. You can also, of course, use fill flash from secondary sources of light by either having a secondary flash somewhere or a secondary light somewhere. But if you're already at that level, then you pretty much already know what you're doing. I guess this particular podcast is geared for just using your camera to add some extra light to the faces of someone. We're talking in particular about portraits because it's really hard to fill flash or to use fill flash on a landscape scene. Flash typically has a very short range or reasonably short range, and if you're taking a picture of a mountain or anything like that, well, your flash will just never hit the mountain and it'll never make a difference. So that's why it's particularly useful for portraiture or even close-up photography, but photography that's relatively close to the camera as opposed to landscape or scenic photography. And that basically covers it for today's show. It was a really short show. I will be putting up some photographs on the blog that go along with the show notes, and you could really see the difference by using -1 and -2 as opposed to the normal shot and as opposed to no flash at all. I'm going to put those up so people can see the differences and hopefully learn from them. As always, if you're able to comment or choose to comment, it's so appreciated. And if you are interested in having your photographs critiqued, well, just join the bulletin board on photography.ca, upload a couple of pictures, and it's absolutely my pleasure to critique them. In fact, I'd like more members to critique them as well, but each and every shot that gets uploaded that people want critiqued, it gets critiqued by me. And I have a bit of experience, so I hope the tips that I've given other people thus far have been useful and appreciated. Well, that's it for us again. This was our 4th podcast on photography.ca. We hope you enjoyed it. As always, you can leave comments on the blog or through the bulletin board, and we will be back in 2 weeks' time to do another podcast. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and happy shooting.